Report, Number of Abortions Increasing in U.S. Due to Telehealth. By Amy Furr on June 23, 2025. The number of abortions has grown across the United States in the past few years, driven by pills prescribed via telehealth, a recent survey showed. The numbers reportedly increased after the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade in June 2022, per an article by the Associated Press, AP, on Monday. The Supreme Court's decision returned the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The AP noted the recent report is from the We Count Project of the Society of Family Planning. AP continued. The latest survey, released Monday, tallied about 1.1 million abortions nationally last year, or about 95,000 a month. That is up from about 88,000 monthly in 2023 and 80,000 a month between April and December of 2022. We Count began after Roe was overturned, and the 2022 numbers don't include January through March, when abortions are traditionally at their highest. Meanwhile, one of the authors of the recent study suggesting abortion pill complications are more than 20 times higher than reported on the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. FDA-approved drug label wants the agency to employ real-world data and conduct its own research, Breitbart News reported on May 12. Breitbart News's Catherine Hamilton reported in May. A study from the Ethics and Public Policy Center, EPPC, released at the end of April found that 10.93% of women who had mifepristone abortions, the first drug used in a two-drug medication abortion regimen, experienced severe complications including sepsis, infection, hemorrhaging, or another serious adverse event within 45 days following the abortion. This percentage is significantly higher than the less than 0.5% in clinical trials reported on the FDA-approved drug label. Mifepristone was fast-tracked for approval in 2000 during the Clinton administration under a process that required unwanted pregnancy to be classified as a serious or life-threatening illness, and the drug had to be proved more effective than surgical abortion, the study details. In 2023, outside pro-abortion groups were reportedly shipping abortion pills to states where laws protected unborn babies. The following year, a YouGov poll found nearly half of Democrats said they want abortion to be legal through all 9 months of a woman's pregnancy in the United States, according to Breitbart News. In addition, abortion giant Planned Parenthood released its 2023 to 2024 annual report over Mother's Day weekend, which showed a record number of abortions, with 402,230 unborn babies killed, along with taxpayer funding that was up almost $100 million from the previous year, Breitbart News reported.